A Canton police officer should be fired for unjustified use of force last month, so says Chief John Gabbard, who notified Nicholas Casto Thursday that he recommended his termination to the city's safety director. According to the repository, Gabbard determined Casto's actions are outside of the officer's training, as well as policies, rules, and regulations. On May 30th, Casto was called to a 16th Street Northwest address to help control a crowd while officers handled a traffic stop. Body cam video showed Casto allowing his canine to bite the man's arm while he was on the ground with his hands crossed behind his back. The 43-year-old was charged with obstructing official business, resisting arrest, and assaulting or harassing a police dog. A pre-disciplinary hearing for Casto is scheduled for June 21st. Massillon police are investigating a shooting that occurred Thursday morning. Just before noon, officers responded to gunfire near the intersection of Wales Road and Lake Avenue Northeast. The incident involved two vehicles. Police say it was not related to any police activity. Additional details were not available. Anyone with information about the shooting is asked to call Massillon police detectives at 330-830-1743. A man is jailed on several charges following an incident in Perry Township. 31-year-old Brandon Abram of Canton was arrested Thursday. Earlier in the day, he allegedly pointed a sawed-off shotgun at five people in a car. Court records state the victims believed Abram would cause them serious physical harm. Abrams was booked at the Stark County Jail on charges of aggravated menacing and having weapons under disability. He is not allowed to have a firearm due to prior felony drug convictions. Abram was arraigned today in Massillon Municipal Court. Bond was set at $25,000. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for June 17th. The Stark County Sheriff's Office has identified six juveniles as suspects in an investigation of vandalism at Faircrest Park in Canton Township. Sheriff George Meyer says his office has submitted information to the juvenile prosecutor for review and recommendation on criminal charges. Last month, security cameras captured what appeared to be four girls and two boys spray painting on a brick wall of a pavilion and restroom, as well as a concrete pad and sign at a disc golf course. An 18-year-old who was with the suspect is a person of interest. An investigation continues. Opinions are mixed in North Canton about whether to disband its dispatch center. The administration says a move to join regional emergency dispatch would save the city more than $400,000 a year until 2031. The repository reports at least two council members, Police Chief Frank Kemp and Fire Chief Drew Kramer, are opposed to the plan. At least two council members are in favor. Council voted 4-2 Monday to authorize the administration to negotiate a potential contract. The Red Center provides emergency dispatching to communities including Massillon, Navarre, Canal Fulton, and Jackson, Lexington, and Lawrence Townships. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office has identified a body found in Youngstown Tuesday as that of a man wanted for a shooting. Police discovered the remains of 26-year-old Benjamin White in a brushy area between Pasadena and Dewey Avenues on the city's south side. In October 2023, a man told officers called to Gaither Avenue that White robbed him and then shot him in the face. White led police on a foot chase and they heard a single gunshot. Officers were unable to find him at the time. White also was wanted in Columbiana County for allegedly defrauding Norfolk Southern out of more than $16,000 of funds intended for victims of the East Palestine train derailment. A convicted killer is appealing a court decision that banned him from filing additional documents or cases in courts without permission. 54-year-old Terry Brown filed the appeal in the 7th District Court. Last month, visiting Judge Edward O'Farrell deemed him a vexatious litigator. The decision followed a motion for a summary judgment filed by Columbiana County Prosecutor Vito Abruzzino. He filed a lawsuit against Brown last fall, citing unwarranted lawsuits filed against officials in his murder case. Brown is serving 25 years to life in prison for the 2017 shooting death of his roommate, Scotty Johnson. He pleaded guilty to charges including aggravated murder. Johnson's dismembered body was found in a trash pile outside their Wellsville area home. Family and friends are remembering former Austintown Fire Chief Andy Frost Jr. He died Thursday at the age of 80. Frost joined the fire department in 1966, initially serving as a part-time firefighter. He was named chief in 1985. Frost retired in 2012. He also was director of the Canfield Fair Board for 20 years before retiring from the position in November. The Trumbull County Prosecutor's Office says officers' actions were justified when they shot and killed a man. 55-year-old Sean Thomas of Hubbard died at St. Elizabeth Hospital in Youngstown. Troopers were called to assist township police at an address on Hubbard, Majory Road, and Hubbard Township October 3rd following a report of a domestic violence incident. The patrol says Thomas was impaired and carrying two handguns. He fled into a wooded area and was found near Van Ness Avenue about an hour later. Thomas reportedly pointed a gun at officers who opened fire. No officers were injured. The Ohio BCI conducted an investigation. A court ruling means a man arrested with nearly $800,000 in his vehicle cannot keep the money. Alexander Hossman sued for possession of the cash found in the trunk of his car car when he was pulled over on I-80 in Mahoning County in April 2020. State troopers pulled Hossman over as he was traveling to New York. A canine officer alerted to the vehicle. Troopers said marijuana residue was found on the bags containing the money and the floor of the vehicle. The U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Ohio filed a motion saying the money was part of an illegal drug trafficking enterprise. A judge ruled against Hossman, who had argued the search was illegal. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.